Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. As I sit frustrated at the world's apathies, I see my daughter happily chasing light leaks. Spilling through the window, they're doing their own dance, breaking up the room's darkness. "I'm chasing the light," she screams, jolts me back to the present. She's always teaching me lessons. By Mara Lamar. She will always be an unfinished poem. Unfinished in the way she lives, where passion collides with fear. And potential and failure reside in the same home. There is great risk, a constant edge of falling apart no matter what she pursues. That's her way through the world. I wonder if she chooses this incompletion or if fate carved it into her life before she ever had a say. And I wonder, if I finish something she couldn't, would that mean her fate isn't mine after all? By Noor Hoda Orr. In Which I Explain Myself, by Alex Dawson. I want the garden, not the flowers in their sterile vase. I want the bees, the fruit, the soil under my nails. I want to make a meal of what is true. The grit and grief of life, the words you never said, caught in your throat. I want them like I want the birds to follow the invitation of the moon. When I was young, someone peeled my eyes wide like grapes. Don't you see? I couldn't close them if I tried. I Seek Solace. I Seek Peace. By Ro Hefsu. I lost my chance at education. My possessions scattered like fallen leaves. Obliged to forsake my heritage, I buried my treasures deep in the earth. Most of my kin have drifted away, our dignity crushed beneath harsh boots, all in the pursuit of peace and identity. In the end, I fled my homeland empty-handed. In a democratic land, I struggle every single second, longing for a life that feels truly living. I lay bare my hunger to the world. Some suffer in silence while others perish. Yet, each flicker of hope is reborn. All for the sake of peace and tranquility. Still, I stand empty-handed and yet resilient. In the evening, I wander the shore. In the morning, I stroll through barren gardens. At night, I retreat to a restless bed. During the day, I often slip away from work, searching for solace and serenity. Yet, I remain untouched and unfulfilled. In my leisure, I lose myself in haunting melodies. Sometimes I pour my sorrows onto the page. I seldom linger alone, fading into shadows. On weekends, I venture into the bustling city, seeking peace and tranquility, but still, no change has graced my life. O peace, are you fleeing? I have never seen you. Grant me but a moment to feel your touch. Only just once. Hope is Dancing, by James Rothling. Lying alone each night, empty arms aching, all the while, hope is dancing, hope is dancing, hope is dancing. In my dreams, when I'm awake, I would seek to see the sunshine in your face, the heavens in your eyes. and to hear the melodic honey of your lips that would turn my lemonade soul sweet. And I would hope, and I would hope, and I would hope you'd dance duet with me all the years we have left. Home by Narayuni Goenka. I scratch the walls till my nails break, till the sound of the scratch sends an unrelenting wave of anxiety through my body, till there is a forced call in me to stop. I submerge my head in my bathtub full of water and count to 20, then 50, then as long as my limbs shake as if I'm caught in exorcism. I gasp, not sure if another moment in it would mean I have won or lost. Listen to me, I yell. My mind is trapped in a fog. Maybe that is why when you look into my eyes, you can't see the mess. Even when I'm screaming loud enough to paralyze myself, you don't hear me. You think you know me, but you don't. We're right next to each other, still in different places. How do I invite you in my mind? A horrid place with spider webs, ghosts hanging from walls. I'm running for help. How do I tell you that this is my home? That this is where I live? That this is how I live? Full Moon in Capricorn by Maggie Devers. I made potato soup with chicken stock, butter, and cream, and felt like a wealthy peasant to know such bounty as potato soup. I read something and took a screenshot of it, and then it hit me in the face. This is the way I want to write, and I can. I Googled when the moon would be full, exactly, and listened to my neighbors cackle from their balcony. Everything we want is already here, just waiting for us to hold open the door and nod the way inside. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.